From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the Syrian capital, Damascus, Tuesday, a rocket believed launched by rebels struck a shopping district, killing at least 35 people. At the same time, Russian and government warplanes continued their bombardment of the dwindling rebel-controlled parts of nearby eastern Ghouta. Video uploaded onto social media purportedly showed the immediate aftermath of strikes targeting the towns of Douma and Ain Tarma. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, dozens were killed, raising the death toll since a government offensive was launched a month ago to more than 1,400. Andrej Mihajic of the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees expressed alarm at the deepening humanitarian crisis.
In eastern Ghouta alone, more than 45,000 Syrians have fled their homes in recent days. UNHCR is responding to urgent humanitarian needs on the ground, but we are today reiterating our call for the protection and safety, as well as a full, unhindered, continued humanitarian access to both the newly displaced and to hundreds of thousands of civilians still trapped by fierce fighting and in dire need of aid.
With government forces locked in the assault on eastern Ghouta, Islamic State militants captured a Damascus neighborhood late Monday, killing at least 36 pro-regime fighters. And the UN Children's Agency said some 100,000 people are trapped in rural northern Syria after fleeing the capture of Afrin by pro-Turkish forces. The rights group Amnesty International Tuesday said Nigeria's military was warned repeatedly about the movements of Boko Haram ahead of the mass kidnapping of more than 100 schoolgirls in Dapchi in northeast Yobe State last month. It said no lessons appear to have been learned from the 2014 mass kidnapping of schoolgirls in Chibok and called for an investigation. This is VOA News.